Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, it's Dead Electric. It's a Loud and Local Band of the Week, Dead Electric. If you want to find out how to get their music, it's simple. Go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
They got three records out. And they actually just put one out last month. It's their space opera titled Moot Bones.
And if you're loving local music, you're going to love Loud and Local. It's a two-hour show that we have on The Rock every Sunday night. Starts at 8 o'clock, and you get, man, two solid hours of music. Bands like Dead Electric. Everybody. Yeah. And I know it's Friday, but I know tomorrow's going to be a major, major, major day if you're a Kraken fan.
Oh, yeah, it's Kraken Friday.
It's Kraken Friday.
Saturday. And then hopefully Sunday we'll be basking in the happiness.
Yes, I really hope so. Very much hope so. Let's get to our contestant today. We got TJ in Seattle. TJ, are you there?
Yep.
Awesome. All right, Steve, get out of here. Yeah. For those playing at home, TJ will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. TJ, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What was the name of the blue whale who swallowed Pinocchio and his father?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
In which European city does the Tour de France end?
Paris?
Yes. Spy vs. Spy was a comic strip in which magazine?
Mad?
Yes. What instrument family does the French horn belong to?
Brass?
Yes. Which reality star did Travis Barker just propose to?
One of the Kardashians. Courtney?
Yes. Kardashian? Yeah. What item gives the Green Lantern his power?
I don't know. Pass.
In all the news that's fit to print is the motto of which newspaper?
New York Times?
Yes. Al Capone died of what STD?
Chlamydia?
No.
Syphilis?
Yes. How many points are needed to win a game of handball?
11?
No.
21?
Yes. How many strings does the typical mandolin have?
6?
No.
7?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh, not too bad, not too shabby.
Yeah, that's a pretty good score right there. I mean, Steve will have a little bit of a wiggle room, but I mean, he's got some tentacles on the brain, so I don't know if he's going to be really good at this.
We'll see, my friends.
Absolutely.
We will see.
Here he comes, sliding on in.
That's right.
Strutting.
Smooth.
Like butter.
Like butter.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What was the name of the blue whale that swallowed Pinocchio and his father?
Narwhal?
No.
Jenna Jameson.
No.
Sorry.
Wow.
Jaws.
No. In which European city does the Tour de France end?
France.
No.
Paris.
Yes. Spy vs. Spy was a comic strip in which magazine?
Mad Magazine.
Yes. What instrument family does the French horn belong to?
Wind?
No.
Brass.
Yes. Which reality star did Travis Barker just propose to?
Oh, man. Is it Kourtney Kardashian?
Yes.
Nice.
What item gives the Green Lantern his power?
His ring.
Yes. All the news that's fit to print is the motto of which newspaper?
The New York Times.
Yes. Al Capone died of what STD?
Syphilis.
Yes. How many points are needed to win a game of handball?
I don't know. 100.
No.
10.
No.
15.
No. How many strings does the typical mandolin have?
4.
No.
8.
Yes. And Steve, you squeak by with the win. 8-7.
Oh, sorry, TJ.
Wow.
It's all good. Thanks, guys. Good game, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So close.
The ring was the deciding factor there.
Quick shout out to Baby Tatum. She's listening right now. So.
Oh, what's up, Baby Tatum?
Daddy. Oh.
I wonder if it's weird if she hears herself.
Yeah.
All right,
that's me. Another one bites the dust.
Different kind of dust there. The points needed to win a game of handball, TJ knew, is 21.
Oh,
yeah. Just think about it in like terms of like a volleyball game or something along those lines. It's 11 or 21.
Yeah, I still would have got it wrong, and I played volleyball.
Did you really?
Well, I mean...
Like in like high school gym
for
or something?
Fun in high school, and then in college, we would always get together, a bunch of us, and we would like rent out, like you reserve the gym at the college,
And
you could set up like volleyball games, and we would do that for fun.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
Yeah.
Usually we'd just play like hacky sack and stuff like that.
I don't remember much other than yelling, rotate!
Oh, yeah, because everyone's got to go around and rotate. Yeah, that's all I know about it, too.
That was our thing. We'd all just get like kind of silly and just be like, rotate!
It's not time to rotate. We're rotating right now. The only other one you missed, TJ did as well. The name of the blue whale that swallowed Pinocchio and his father?
Monstro!
Monstro!
Oh, I would not
have guessed
that.
Sounds like a villain on Godzilla.
Well, actually, it's Italian for monster.
Yeah, funny enough, too, I actually want to trivia. A game on that question about a few years back.
Really?
Yeah, it was a toy at what is it? Dave and Buster's.
Okay, yeah.
They were doing trivia, and I took Lily to dinner there, and that was the final question. I answered it, and she won like a cup or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Look at you, winner!
Yeah, Monstro.
Someone has a question, and for the comic book people out there, doesn't Green Lantern's power actually come from the lantern itself? Because
I was going to say that myself, but I didn't want to give Rev a hard time this time. But it turns out somebody else did. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's the lantern, but the thing that he shoots everything with is the ring.
Charges the ring, a lot of people are saying.
What item gives the Green Lantern his power?
That would be the lantern. The ring is just the ring is what gets charged up, so
but
the power comes from the lantern.
If he doesn't have the ring, then he doesn't have the power.
I think you need both.
Well, I would have taken both. It would have said lantern, but no one said lantern, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, lantern?
No.
Oh, then why are we even arguing?
Yeah exactly.
That's all
you won, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. You got the right answer.
I legit thought maybe he said lantern. That's why people are chiming in.
If somebody would have said lantern, I probably would have hemmed and hawed and then said, fine,
to be, right, because you could have the ring uncharged and you have no power, Rev. That's the only hole in your argument is you could have a powerless ring and you would have no power at all because you have a ring with no lantern power. So you see,
but if you're an Uber driver and your electric Uber car is not powered, then you're not an Uber driver.
Well, you're still an Uber driver. You're just not driving right then.
You can't do your job.
And do all the Green Lantern characters that have been Green Lantern need the lantern?
Yes.
Green Lanterns are there.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Yes. There's a it's a whole Green Lantern.
Only Ryan Reynolds.
There's you be quiet there, buddy.
Vicky is just Vicky.
No, you don't know, Vicky. DC, I don't know.
No, Vicky's asking a question in which I don't really. I mean, there are a lot of lanterns.
I know the answer. They all need the lantern powers all the rings. That's what happens. That's all about the lantern. That's the whole green. That's why they're called the Green Lantern, for not the green rings.
But you still need the rings. They're all still using rings.
I understand. Yeah,
it's funny because even on Wikipedia and stuff, they never they say they fight evil with the aid of rings and grant them a variety of extraordinary powers. And every other website that I'm looking at I get that Green Lantern is named after the lantern, but no one's mentioning the lanterns, which is silly. I'm not disagreeing or anything, but I think it's silly that's what.
What
they
changes
do.
Your channel? It's like you don't. Don't say the batteries. You say the TV remote.
You ask what powers the. If you said what powers the channel changer, it would have to be batteries. You know what gives Steve the power to change his channel? It would have to be the batteries give power.
I'd probably say the remote control.
Yeah,
and this is
exactly
that the original ring was made by Alan Scott, who forged it from the metal of a magical Green Lantern. So
see?
It's made from a Green Lantern.
Who's Alan Scott?
He was the first Green Lantern.
I don't know. Right. Apparently, okay. I don't know.
That's why I'm it's a confusing question.
Why are there so many Green Lanterns?
Yeah.
Because there's a whole Green Lantern core.
Why would you ask that? You want to even go longer with this conversation?
Yes.
Well, I don't. I'm out.
Monstro.
Yeah. Monstro's the answer to everything.
So are they all Green Lanterns at the same time?
Yes. It's a core that protects the universe. And so Hal Jordan and everybody else that's been involved, they were the Green Lantern of Earth for the most part. And look, I am not a Green
Lantern
expert. So
the Power Rangers, but they're just all green.
I am not going to say yes to that because you might piss off some Green Lantern fans. I'm not a huge Green Lantern fan. I know very little about it, so we'd have to get an expert to tell us exactly. But they're a universal protection force, is my understanding.
Yeah, and let's not talk about the other lanterns because there are yellow lanterns.
Well, those are the bad
lanterns.
Guys, aren't they?
Yeah. The yellow ones are yes.
Yeah,
there's all sorts.
Is there a pink lantern?
That's a euphemism,
I think.
Don't that's Urban Dictionary that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Oh, I did. It gets
lantern.
Interesting, but yes,
okay.
There are.
Okay, wow.
Oh, there is a pink lantern.
Yep.
Oh, see? Well, there you go. I don't know what they do. I know that.
So they're like Voltron.
Okay, again, you're making. I have no idea if they're like any of the things that you've said. I just didn't, I'm not a big Rangers fan, not a big Voltron fan, so I'm literally just out of my depth to be able to make any analogous comparisons. I'm sorry. So there you go. But you know what, Steve?
I was today years old. I thought there was only one Green Lantern. I didn't realize there were a team of Green Lanterns.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, aliens, everybody, multiple human Green Lanterns.
Oh, yeah, across the whole galaxy.
Yeah, man, they're all over the place. They're kind of the Guardians of the Galaxy, except DC style. All right, there we go. Just like Voltron.
Thank you. Thank you. That helps.
Makes
feel better.
Makes Steve feel better, yeah.
We got a driver that was busted for driving while playing the flute. And this isn't the first time someone was busted playing the flute. I'll tell you all about this at 7:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy near Toronto who got pulled over on Wednesday for driving while playing a flute with both hands. And that's not a euphemism.
Are you sure? I know. Yeah. The texts are suggesting it's a different type of flute, but no.
No.
It's an actual flute that you could get at the flute store.
Yeah. The flute store.
Yes. Yeah. Flutes are us.
Flutes are us. All right.
Yeah, he was sitting in a red light playing along to a song on his iPod.
Hopefully Aqualung.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the case. And the light changed. And you're sitting at a light. Okay, maybe you're playing your flute fine. But then when the light changed, he continued to play as he started driving again. And yeah, that definitely is not cool.
I'm looking at the picture. The cops posted a picture of the flute and insert jokes here, but it's not like the typical flute you usually see. It's a wood flute.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like
Excuse me?
Looks almost like a recorder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
the old wood flute, huh, boys?
Yeah, that's what you're calling it. How about some cops happened to be out doing distracted driving enforcement, and then they saw Wood Flute Boy and pulled him over?
Do you think someone's punking them? They're like, they're just checking to see if we're really looking for distracted drivers. Like, if I'm like a cop on distracted driver detail, I'm like, someone's putting that guy up to it to see if we notice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to look at them and go, really? I mean, this is what you're doing on distract. Okay, pal.
What would have happened if they didn't notice the flute player? Right.
How'd you not see a guy using two hands to play a musical instrument while driving?
Yeah, it looks like Officer Jimmy's going to have to be reassigned. How about this? They don't know the song, Steve. So we'll say it was Aqualung. They couldn't provide that information.
They couldn't ask the guy, hey, what were you playing?
Maybe it was so bad that they couldn't figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he said it and they're just like, we have no idea what song that is. Yeah.
So they gave the guy a ticket, told him not to flute and drive again, which I think that's a great move. Flute and drive. Now, I don't know if you guys know Pete Holmes. He's a comic, and he recently shared a funny story during his stand-up show about a driver playing the flute.
This actually happened. I was in a cab, just a regular cab in New York City, on the highway. We're going about 60 miles an hour. Driver starts driving with his knees. And then he leans over to the passenger seat, opens a case of some sort, takes out a flute. He took out a flute, a two-handed wind instrument, and started playing the flute. Just like, do-do-do-do-do. And I get it. It's hard to find practice time. I understand. And I had to lean forward, and I said, I can't believe I have to say this, but could you please not play the flute? He acted like I was crazy.
He's like, what? What's your problem? What's your problem? Do-do-do. What's your problem?
Admit it. I caught you. I caught you flute-handed. Just say you're sorry. The giveaway was the flute music. I'm sitting in the back like, that sounds live.
He says flute funny.
Flute.
That's probably why I looked at you weird. Like, why are you saying flute? Flute.
I love Pete Holmes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Caught him flute-handed.
That'd be funny if it was the actual same person.
That's
the guy. I did a whole thing about him.
It's like, what a crazy coincidence.
What are people thinking? I mean, really, I know in your own brain you think this is a good idea, but like, you should have been trained as a child, as a young adult. Yeah, you don't play the flute while driving. You just don't do that. You need at least one hand on the wheel. You'd like to see both hands on the wheel, not no hands on the wheel.
Like, again, if you hear a song and you're feeling it, you grab like your maracas and start playing with one hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's one-handed.
Right. You could do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, like in his brain, he thought it was a good idea. How even in your brain do you think that's a good idea? You know what I mean? Like, at what point did you say, yeah, screw it, the flute's coming out?
Yeah, and again, we're talking about a real flute, by the way. That's important to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure people have seen that other one.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Clicking on
yeah, you're right about that, Steve. They surely have.
I'm sure we'll get some stories.
Oh, yeah. Drivers in Canada, they saw someone playing a real flute with both hands. So based on this, we want you to fill in this sentence. I can't believe I saw blank while driving. What was the craziest thing that you've ever seen while on the road? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Fill in the sentence. I can't believe I saw blank while driving. Your calls, your texts after Pearl Jam on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Drivers in Canada saw someone playing the flute with both hands. Based on this, we want you to fill in this sentence. I can't believe I saw blank while driving. What was the craziest thing you've seen while on the road? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Bobby in DuPont, you are on the Rock.
Hey, awesome. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Bobby. What you got for us, man?
Okay, so this was maybe 2 or 3 years back. I can't remember specifically, but I do remember I was living in Japan at the time. So I'm driving one morning. God knows what I was doing, but I was stuck in traffic. And I look over, and there's this fellow with an iPad or something like that mounted to the dash, and he is watching a full-blown pornographic video.
Wow.
And now, like you all were discussing earlier, both hands were on the steering wheel. I just couldn't believe that I witnessed, like, oh, wow, that is horribly distracting what this fellow is watching right here.
I wonder if, since he wasn't doing the untoward to himself, I wonder, Steve, do you think maybe this guy was, you know, just trying to, you know, instead of a cup of coffee, this is how he
stay
got
awake
in the morning?
Maybe he was just getting a little sleepy. He's like, this will perk me up.
Yeah.
That's a very aggressive thing to do, though. You would think, like, you need to have the greatest tint on your windows, like, to the point where it's like almost like they're painted black. Otherwise, I don't know, man. Like, I get nervous even in my house, like, if I was, like, even thinking of, like, putting on an adult film on, like, the big screen, like, you know, in your living room.
Oh, right.
Because I'm just afraid, like, a neighbor will walk by and, like, you know, see through the kitchen or something like that. I'm just like, not taking that chance.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. You need no windows in that room. That's why you need, you know, one of those TV rooms, Steve. You know, like a viewing room.
Oh, someone just texted in. That was me. Theater. Sorry, guys. I was tired.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you're awake now.
Yeah, I don't know about Japanese culture because I've never lived there, been there, so I don't know if it's not as big of a deal as it would be here. But boy, it would be a big deal here if somebody was just watching porn in their car for everybody to see.
Dude, one of the most popular ones on texting. This guy sums up great. Jared from Arlington. I saw somebody eating a bowl of cereal while driving. I almost dropped my flute when I had to take a second look.
Very nice.
A lot of cereal eaters, though.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Joe Dredd, you are in Seattle. You're on the Rock.
Good morning, my favorite morning people.
What's up?
Hey, Joe. All right, so Joe, you've lived the life, my friend. What have you seen on the road?
Well, this story goes back to when I was a teenager. We go talking late 70s. I'm in a car heading down 99 with my buddies, and we're just past the Aurora Bridge where the, you got that cement median that separates the two sides.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And coming the other direction, couldn't believe I saw this, a car that was hauling a boat on a trailer. It's probably like about a 16 to 20 foot boat. Well, this trailer came detached from the car.
Oh.
And did this squirrely thing where it started to go across the lanes and then it came back, hit that median, and that boat came off the trailer and rolled across all the lanes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And here I was going 50 miles an hour the opposite direction, so I couldn't stick around to see what happened. But I'm like, wow, did you guys just see that? And they're like, yeah, we all saw it, Joe. Calm down.
Yeah, boy, you were, you know, and I'd be like, I'm glad I'm going in the other direction, and this is nowhere near me having to be involved with it. Wow.
Exactly.
Because that's Final Destination right there. You know
what
I mean? That is like, okay, there's a boat. And it's ironic. That would be something that Alanis Morissette could put in her song. You're driving on the freeway, and you get killed by a boat. You know? that would be, I mean, I had something fall off a truck and hit me recently that left like a mark on my windshield, and there was nothing you could
do. You know what it was?
It was some debris. It was like, you know, somebody didn't secure their load, and it was a giant truck. And I think it might have been like a ceiling or maybe some wall. It was like a wall or ceiling and a kind of a thing. And I was like, man, I am happy that my windshield is tough. Because I thought, I don't know what this thing is. It's coming at me, but there's nothing I can do. Hopefully, it doesn't break the windshield or come through.
Jeez.
And yeah, it didn't dent the windshield, didn't crack it or anything, I should say, but it did leave a white mark that I can't get off. I can't get. I've
Is it on the driver's side or the passenger side?
Passenger side.
Who cares?
Yeah, right? Yeah. They don't need to look out the window.
But dude, that
that's
was
how I am whenever I get like a little crack on the windshield. I'm like, eh, I can live with that one. It's only going to bother my wife.
You know who I thought of? I thought of you. I was like, oh my God, is this my moment like Steve? And, you know, is Steve Rabel going to go, but thankfully,
Miggs was okay.
That's right. I was. Thank you, Steve Rabel.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when the pipe went through the windshield.
Yeah, dude.
That was so crazy because it was almost like slow motion watching like that thing coming towards me and like just like, oh man, just a few more inches and it could have been really gnarly. Thankfully, I hit the passenger side, but I wasn't able to keep the windshield. Like at that point, I did need to replace it because there was a giant hole from a pipe.
Oh, but it's the passenger side. Yeah. But all right. You know, that's
I always hate that when
for.
You drive me on like a big truck and you're like, it's just a matter of time before they kick a rock up. Oh, there it is. Crack my windshield. Great. Yeah, yeah. That's just awesome.
Right. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Amanda in Linwood, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Amanda. What's the
good
craziest
morning.
Thing? What's the craziest thing you've seen on the side of, or while driving on the road?
So I was driving through Portland a couple years ago, and I came up to a stoplight, and there was a bus stop. And I look over to the bus stop, and there must have been this guy who was about 90 pounds wet. And this woman on top of him, you know, just sitting on his lap, she must have been pushing 300 pounds. And
whoa!
And the guy had his hand wrapped around on the front of her pants in it, and they were just going to town, doing the dirty at the bus stop.
Yeah!
That guy's got strong quads, I'll tell you that. You know what? His quad game must be amazing.
All right.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Sean in Port Townsend, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, Sean, what about you? What is it you saw while driving?
Oh, I'm a truck driver, and as I was going down 405 South in Renton, I look over to the left of me, and I see a woman working two breast pumps.
Oh, there we
right
go.
There.
Wow.
And it was great because she looks over at me, and I'm looking at her, and she just smiles, waves, and just kept doing what she was doing. I thought she was pretty full, so I was thinking she needed to get them done.
Yeah.
Dude, we've had a few people text in about the breast pump thing. And, you know, when you hit a point, it's like you need to get that out of your system.
Yep.
So I guess it would be like one of those things where it's like, I don't care if I'm driving. On the flip side, I always think it's weird. Not weird, but it's like always crazy when like you're driving and you look at someone and like, what are they blowing into? And like, oh, it's one of those blow and go things. Like, but like that's because you're like, I'm like, what in the world is that person doing in the car? I'm like, oh, it's that.
You thought they were practicing maybe for a little later evening entertainment?
I had no idea. Maybe?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to get your game down. You know, you always got to get your reps in. Yeah. That's awesome.
I see your daughter's in the room there.
Sarah. Yeah, is it going to be about what you've done on the road or something you've seen?
It's something I've seen.
Okay,
don't worry. I once saw a woman shaving her legs while driving.
No.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No. One leg was doing the gas and the brake and whatnot, and then the other one was like on the dash, shaving cream and all.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, wow, she must like have a date to go to or something where this is very important to get done right
that
now.
That seems highly dangerous.
Highly dangerous.
I mean, on a way lower level, I never get when I see someone look over and they're driving, you just see like one of their feet up on the wind, like on the dash.
Oh, just chilling?
Yeah, I'm just like, how is that comfortable while driving? That just seems like, I mean, granted, I'm tall, so maybe that's why I'm like, I don't think my leg would fit. But
yeah,
it's such a weird thing. And on top of it, this person's shaving their legs.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it's very dangerous, but slightly impressive.
Because I see people use, like, the personal, like, the face shaver. But it's, like, one of those ones where it's, like, you just keep running it over your face. It doesn't matter if you're not going to cut yourself, probably.
Yeah. You know? I've seen girls do makeup, too. Like, their eyeliner and mascara as well.
Yeah, that's,
Dude, how about this texture saw on northbound 405 during rush hour? He saw this girl. She had her hands in the air and her hair. She was braiding her hair.
Oh. What?
Doing the speed limit. Crossed over all lanes of traffic from the right side to the left side. All while braiding her hair.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, congratulations, you did it and didn't hurt anybody, but man, now it makes me wonder when I see some people that, you know, are zipping across lane and like not using their directional. Are they braiding their hair? Is that what's really going on? Okay.
They got to look good to wherever they're going.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's good time management, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the big news, of course, is that tomorrow, the Kraken have their first ever home game tomorrow night.
Let's go.
In Woo. Seattle. And yeah, you know, we got to chat with the voice of your Kraken. John Forslund joins us at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.